As lawmakers struggle to craft a balanced budget, some are looking at ways to cut costs in the state's judicial system. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, residents in Grand Isle and Essex counties are concerned that one proposal would close their courthouses.
Drenched in sunlight on a cold winter day, the white wooden Essex County Courthouse with its tall bell tower is the architectural gem of tiny Guildhall. It's also a place where people have been coming since 1851, sometimes on icy or muddy roads, to get disputes settled and crimes judged.
So I think to go ahead and attempt to deprive them of the one thing that puts them on equal status with other counties, meaning the county courthouse, would be a big mistake.
That's Assistant Judge Alan Hodgson, also the town's unofficial historian, showing off antique chairs and desks and portraits. He's fought to save this courthouse in past belt-tightening years.
And I think to deprive Little Essex County of its primary institution, where the residents of the county have been going for justice for 223 years, would be a travesty.
Similar outrage is echoing on the other side of Vermont, in Grand Isle County, which could also see its 19th century landmark closed due to budget cuts. North Hero selectman Ben Johnson says that could force people to travel 40 miles, either to St. Albans or Burlington, to get their day in court. If smaller courthouses are more expensive to run per case than urban ones, so be it, Johnson says.
Well, then that's the way it is, because we live out in the country. It's like police services are more expensive on a case-by-case basis.
Vermont State Court Administrator Patricia Gable says courthouse closures are not high on the judiciary's own list of cost-cutting measures. Counties maintain the building, so the only state expenses are security and staffing. And overall, Gable says, personnel costs are fixed because of health care benefits and union wages. But closing courts without transferring staff, Gable says, would only worsen a case backlog.
We have no plans to close any courthouses. And if we're funded properly, there'll be a court in every county. And if we're not funded properly, then everything's on the table.
But whatever happens to the two small courthouses, Gable says there is more than one way to access justice using technology, for example. Vermont's judiciary is still run largely on paper.
The people who use the court system are very accustomed to interacting online with their bank, with their insurance company, with each other, and yet they're not able to interact with the court system in the same way.
An earlier attempt to create a $5 million electronic record system failed. Gable still wants the state to invest in modern technology while keeping all the county courthouses open for face-to-face hearings as necessary. But whether lawmakers will approve more spending rather than less remains to be seen. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.